Hello and welcome. So you are Japanese.
Yes.
And you have restaurants in Australia. How did you get happen to go and live in Australia?
Well, when from now, so 24 years ago, 1982, I was on the way to US, and but another place I really wanted to go, which is the that was Australia, Sydney. So then I wasn't actually
you stopped.
Yeah, stopped it. And then sort of 1 year become two, three, four, and I'm Australian.
So what is your specialty, for example? What do you have taken from the French cuisine that you have been doing your way?
Okay, maybe easy to explain. One of the dishes, which is called confit of the ocean trout, which is a sea trout. It's grown in Tasmania. It's one of the cleanest environment, sort of very naturally farm them. And the ocean trout slowly, sort of like a 50, 55 degrees olive oil. It's very slightly cooked, gently.
So, you cook it very little?
No, cook 100%. You see, when you're cooking, now there's cooking called, you know, science, but without realize that, or with or without it, right? It's certain chemistry involved, which is how you actually cook the protein or set the protein. So mine's more like, when you see it, looks like a roll, but actually 100% cooked. When you touch the fork, you can cut it. And that way, you don't lose the moist and retain the beautiful texture and also flavor.
And the taste, yes, of course. Mm. And how do you cook this vacuum-packed?
No.
No?
Nope. Just confit, like when you make a confit, you know,
mm-hmm.
that confit,
mm-hmm.
same principle, but just olive oil and the herbs and all that.
So how long do you cook a fish like that for?
About between 30 minutes, 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm. So it is well, but it still keeps all its tenderness and it's very, very soft. Have you been doing some cooking in France?
No, never. I come here to eat.
Ah.
I love French food.
Yes. So where did you learn then this French and Japanese mixture of culture?
No, actually, when I went to Australia, I worked at the restaurant, which is chef, his name is called Tony Bilson. He used to work, he's the first Australian person worked in France and under the Togo brothers at the Lyon. And then I worked with him, so he taught me basically French cooking.
So you've learned from this man who had learned French cooking in France.
Yes. And over the years, met a lot of French chefs, particularly like Alain Ducasse, everyone knows that. I mean, great man. I mean, great chef. And
Robuchon.
Actually, I never met, to
really?
Be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And Alain Sandrans and name it. I mean, I came.
You've met them.
Yes, met them, and then I love their food. I love general French food, from Michelin star restaurant to it's like an everyday bistro. Amazing. This is something for me. Like what France is so special about it, and my cooking, also A lot of influence from France is the you have such a long food history in the culture. Australia is a young country, so we have good food, but we don't have like long, rich food history culture. We don't have one. But interesting is Australia is built by migrants. So French people, of course, lots of French people, Italian, Spanish, Chinese, you name it, English, you name it. All these people bring their food, history, culture to the Australia. And Australia, again, the countries are big. And plus also cool climate to tropical climate in one. So just about all the ingredients we can grow or catch the fish or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why sort of like a mixed sort of a food culture we have. It's very interesting.
Very interesting. And I think that in Australia at the moment, it's really exploding, isn't it?
It is.
How long ago did you open your restaurant?
1986, so nearly 20 years by end of the year.
Good. Oh, happy birthday then for 20 years, and maybe we'll see you in 20 more years.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
and I hope to see you in Sydney.